Okay, a big shout out to Dr. Lynn. We have a full house tonight. No food, sorry. We're starting from... We had last night. We're starting from Yud Amud Beis. And, let me just turn off my phone. Now, the Haggadah that we're going to start off with is very interesting because really, at the beginning, not only at the beginning, but we're going to start off with getting into the words of the Megillah. And we're also going to start off with an introduction to Purim. We're going to hear how all the different various Amoraim introduced Purim when they were talking about it. Now, besides for Esther being Hester Panim, it's important to remember, and I mentioned this in the beginning Shiurim, that Esther, Megillas Esther was written by Mordechai and Esther in the palace. When they wrote the Megillah, Esther was married to Ahasuerus. So there's really not a lot that she could have written about Ahasuerus and hoped to have still kept her head. Literally. So that's why when you look at it and you think, oh, that's weird. Like, why put it like that? They needed to put it like that because there was no other way to put it if she wanted to tell us things hidden within the Megillah. That's important to remember. How deep the Megillah goes, not just because of its Esther Panim, but also because of the historical background. And she was governed and limited by what she could put in and get away with it. Okay, so we are at the two dots. Vayehi bimei Achashverosh on Yud Amud Beis, four lines up from the wide lines. I'm almost there, but I'm not there yet. Okay. Vayehi bimei Achashverosh. Obviously, these are the first words in the Megillah. The Gemara says, Amar Rab Levi, Bitnei Rabbi Yonasan, Dover Zem, Maseres B'Yadinim, Alchik Nesagdola, Kam Akam Shenemar Vayehi, Eino Ela Loshon Tsar. The Gemara assumes now that Vayehi is a loshon of pain, suffering, and I'm fine for now. And the Megillah, which is predominantly starts over the bad beginning, gives this Vayehi introduction as if it was a bad time and this is what happened. Sort of like once upon a time, but what's the way that a bad story starts? I don't know. Okay. What? Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara now tries to figure out if this is true, that Vayehi is universally a Lashon Tzar, an introduction for bad times. And now proof. Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh, Haman. Vayehi b'mei Shvat HaShoftim, that was by Rus and Boaz. There was a famine. Habarav. Vayehi kichech l'adam l'rov, beginning gracious. What happened right after that? Vayar Hashem ki rabo ra'asa adam. As man began multiplying, and he began sinning more and more. Vayhi b'nasam mikedem, also in Bereishis. And what happened? That was by Migdal Bavel. Hava nivne lanu ir. Let's build a city and a Migdal and fight Hashem. Vayehi bimei Amraphel, the four kings of the five kings. Also Muhammad, it was the time of war. Vayehi biyosi Yoshua b'Yericho. When Yoshua came to Yericho, what happened right after that? The Gemara that we had in Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom. Is that right? Right? And he met. It was on the bottom and then it goes up. Halon, lon, what do you say? Melamed shalon b'umka shel halacha. Right? That Yoshua met a malach standing over to him to kill him. He said, what happened? He said, you were mevatel Talmud Torah. And you were mevatel the karbanos. And Yoshua said, aleizem ein basa. And he says, atavasi. I came on the now, which was the Bizzle Torah. And vayolen ba'emek. Balayla, right? It says, Melamed Shalon Mulgam Im Kosher Halacha. So it was a bad time also. Also, Vayihi Hashem Es Yoshua Vayim Alu B'nei Yisrael. This was by Me'ilas Achan. Vayihi Ish Echad Miner Ramasayim. This is by the story of Penin and Chana. Of course, bad. Ki Es Chana Ahev Hashem Sages Rachma. But she was barren. Vayihi Ki Zaken Shmuel V'lohol Chubana B'drachav. His children were not in his derech. That's bad. That was good, it seems like. But what happened right after that? Shaul was jealous. He put his ayin on David like an ayin hara to look at him crossly. Rak atalo tivne habayis. You will not, David HaMelech will not build the Beis HaMikdash. V'aksev ayihi b'yom ha'shmini. That it was great. It was, when was this? Yom ha'shmini l'miluim. Right? The beginning of Parsha Shmini. And we learned from there, Tanya osa yom ha'shimcha l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiyam j'nivru bo shemayim v'aretz. It was so exciting and so joyous. Like the day of creation was the day that they finished the Mishkan. And what's the proof? The proof is Ksiv Hacha Vayihi Bayom Hashmini Ksiv Hasam Vayihi Bayer Vayivoke Yom Echad. So the Gemara says, but even so, Ashachiv Nadav Aviyu. But Nadav Aviyu were killed. So the Simcha was marred. Someone asked a question? The Gemara is ignoring Bayer Vayivoker. Okay, so the Gemara is going to get to it later. What? Well, we're going to get to it. But here it's like glaring that the Gemara doesn't say, but you still left Vayivoker.
What are you doing here?
No, it's coming to show you that the Simcha by the Mishkan was like the Simcha by Bir Shemayim Varetz. But now that you brought it down, you have to address it.
Right, I'll just say that none of you died.
No, but you didn't address Vayer Vayivoker.
Right, it's out of place.
Something
went wrong there. Seems like it's...
Oh,
yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I was looking for the connection to Nadav and Aviv.
Then the connection is... That's Vayihi...
No.
Right,
okay.
No. So, Vaksiv Vayihi, Bishmonim Shonim Abame Oshana. This is when Shlomo started to build the Beis HaMikdash. That was good. We brought down before. And many other vayihis that are not bad. Could either be bad or could be good. Vayihi bimei, ain't no elolashon tsar. Oh, so now I didn't see it anywhere, but I guess this is. We started off with saying object. There's like no masoras yibadenu. The masoras must be on vayihi bimei, not on vayihi. Chamisha vayihi bimei havu. There are five of those. Vayihi bimei chashveros. Come on. Vayihi bimei shveros shaltim rav. Vayihi bimei amrafa mechama. Vayihi bimei achaz. Achaz, anybody?
Bad king,
super bad. He was so bad that when his son, anyone? Tzidkiyahu HaMelech came into power, he hadn't seen a Sefer Torah. He didn't, and it took 11 days to clear the Beis HaMikdash from the Avodah Zarah that Achaz put in. You would imagine they were working. It took 11 days to clear the Beis HaMikdash from just that he put over there. He instituted Avodah Zarah. What?
Him and his father get along? Like,
who?
Relationship
well, Tzidkiyahu was eventually one of the best kings that we had. He was close to everyone but Tshuva. Vayihi bimei Yehoyakim, And as we mentioned last night, the first Gullah started in Yehoyakim's time. Amar Rabbi Levi, Dover Zeh Maseres B'Yadenu, Me'er Boseinu, Amotz V'Amatzia Achim Havu. Who were they? Anyone? Chazon Yishayahu Ben Amotz. And Amatzia was one of Malchei Yehuda. So all we know right now is that Amatzia was one of the Malchei Yehuda. And we know that Yishaya was his nephew. Okay? That's what we know.
I'm sorry, where does Amatzia come from? What does that mean?
Only because of Reb Levi.
He's raising it. He just mentions the person's name.
No, no. Before we said Amar Reb Levi, and now this is again Amar Reb Levi. Okay. Okay, so we're bringing something else down that Reb Levi said.
Okay.
There is no other connection. Okay, we're going to get back to Megillah later, but we're going off on a tangent. Okay, now we're going to explain Mike Machmalan. Who cares that Amotz and Amatzia were brothers? Mike Machmalan, what's it coming to tell us? Why do we need to know that information? Ki hada Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, because of this. Kol kala sheitznua beveis chamel, any bride that is, or really daughter-in-law, that is tsanua in her father-in-law's house, zocha v'yotzen mimena malachim unavim, is zocha that kings and prophets will come out of her. Minolan. From where do we know that? Mitamar d'chsev v'yareha Yehuda v'yachshiveha lezona ki chisasa panel. It says that Yehuda saw her, he thought she was a harlot, and because her face was covered. So this is weird, the Gemara says. Because she was tsanua, he thought she was a woman of easy morals. It's the opposite. Mishum dekisa panea v'yachshivah lezona. Ella, no. Mishum dekisa panea, because she had covered her face in his house. Therefore, beis chamel below yavaladila, and therefore he didn't recognize her. Zachs of yatzu mimenu malachim neviim. That's why she was able to subvert him into having a relationship with her, and then the lineage, the Davidic dynasty, came out through her, and she was zocha to have malachim neviim. Where do we see that Malachim and Avim came out of Tamar? Malachim mi David. Clearly the Davidic dynasty all came from her union with Yehuda. David himself came out of that. And Nevi'im, how do we know Nevi'im? Amar Blevi, Moser, Espion, Dinam, Eosenu. Amotz, V'amatzia, Achim Hayu. So now, Ksiv, Chazon Yishayo ben Amotz. Yishayo was a nephew of the king, so she had clearly kings, and she also had Yishayahu ben Amotz, a navi also. What's the problem? It says Zachsa v'yatsa mimenu milachim v'nachim v'no unevi'im, but the Gemara only proved
one
navi. Okay, so a klal in Tanakh, whenever it says the father's name, that means that the father was on that madrega as well. So if it says Chazon Yishayo, ben Amotz, that means that Amotz was a Navi the same way that Yishayo was. Now this, by the way, is not a standalone rule. It's something that's important to remember when we're learning Gemara, because in Gemara there's a concept that until a person got smicha, he was only called on his father's name. Okay? So we have people like Ben Azai died and never got to smicha, and his name was only Ben Azai. It was never more than that.
You don't know what his first name was?
I personally do not know what his name was.
It was called like Ben Amram, like Moshe Ben called Ben Amram. Okay,
but he hadn't come into his own, so he was only called Ben Azai, and then he died. Right, he died before he got married. Remember that thing that Ben Azai? At the mountain. Okay, I'll remember it.
Okay,
or not. Okay, and then you have the opposite, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, where they were miuchas with their fathers, ostensibly for the same concept. Okay?
And what is it when it's just their name, not their father? You mentioned Ben Azai.
Right. So in Gemara, it seems like that just means that they've come into their own.
But not necessarily. Was not at their level.
I don't know. Okay. Okay. Again, Amar Rav Levi. That's the only connection for the next part. Amar Rav Levi. That was in the service because you know I was saying, Makom Aron Eino Min Amida. The Aron in the Kodesh Kodashim did not take up any space. Obviously, Benes. Tanya Nami Hachi, Aron Shalza Moshe, and we're proving this from a Braisa. Yesh lo eser amos l'chol ruach. If you put the Aron Kodesh in the middle of the room, which it was, you would still be able to count from each side of the Aron 10 amos, which is fine as long as there is. As long as there is Amma v'chetzi Kamasa v'amma v'chetzi, as long as there's 2.5 in the middle, as long as the Kodesh Kodashim is 22.5, you're fine, because the bottom of the Aron would have taken up that much. But the Gemara is now going to prove that the Kodesh Kodashim only measured 20 Amos by 20 Amos. If you only have 20 and the Aron's in the middle, and you have 10 from each side of the Aron, something's got to give. So this is Benes HaYa'omed, and it didn't take up any space. Now why? It's important to understand why that such an ace was important. And not only is such an ace was important, it was an ace that no one would ever see. Right, that's weird. Like, to do an ace in the Kodesh Kodashim, where no one can ever really experience it, even the Kohen Gadol goes in once a year, he's probably not looking around and measuring if there's enough room in there. So it's important to understand why. So I think the answer is very quickly. I didn't see this. I meant to look it up and I didn't. But the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Aron and what they held, right, the Luchos HaBris, were really the closest thing that we have to Kedusha in this world. If you think about the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be a portal between this world and the next world, like we say, Yerushalayim Shamala, Yerushalayim Shamata, and the top of the Aron Kodesh with the Kruvim, and the Kruvim symbolized what was going on with our relationship between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam, in that Osin Ritzono Shel Makom, the Kruvim were looking and facing each other, and Osin Ritzono Shel Makom, they were face apart. So if you want to symbolize Kedusha in this world, what better way, not even better, how proper and apropos is it that this Davar Gashmi does not take up space, but rather exists on a Kedusha level? That it, in other words, it's here, but it's something that's Kulo Ruchni, in that it has no mamashas. Okay, that was just something that I was thinking about. Okay, so now we're going to prove that the Aron, it says Uksiv Lufnei Advir Esrim Ama Orech, and the end of that pasuk is Esra Ama Rochav. So it, all you had was 20. Uksiv Knaf Akruva Echad Esra Amos. Uknaf Akruva Echad Esra Amos. And yet, from each Kruv wing, you could measure 10, so then they didn't hold any space. Aron Gufei Chahavakai. Where was the Aron itself? Elalav, Shmamina, Benes Haya Omeid. It didn't take up any space. Benes. Rabbi Yonasan Pasach. Okay, now we're back. Okay? We finished the Rablavis, and now these are Hakdamos to Purim. Now, I wish we could go through it, but I think licht, which is the Yiddish word for lying, but it's like tifa rein, it's deep inside. lying or hidden inside of each one of these introductions is a different element of Purim. And obviously, when each one of these, Amoraim, Tanaim, were starting off their Purim Drasha, they were bringing out a different element of what Purim represented to them, or what Purim, or what they felt needed to be learned from Purim, or etc. So, if you want to just bear that in mind, that's simply where you start from, but it's what you're trying to explain and what you're trying to get to. And each one of them used this starting point to begin it and talk about Purim. Okay. Rabbi Yonasan. Pasach la pischa v'hai parsha sameacha. He would start off talking about that parsha. What's that parsha? The parsha of Purim. He would start from here. V'kabti aleihem. What's the... I just want to get to the bottom of this pasuk. V'kamti aleihem. V'ichrati libavel shem u'she'er v'nin v'neched ne'um Hashem. Okay? I will... After Bavel will rise up against the Bnei Yisrael, Hashem says, the Nevuah is, I will go back and destroy Bavel, and I will not leave in Bavel neither Shem, nor She'er, nor Nin, nor Neched, nor Mashem. Shem, Zaksav, their language, their writing will be gone. I'm sorry, their, what's the word? Their letters, their language, not letter, language.
Alphabet.
Their alphabet will be gone. She'er zelashon. Their language will be gone. Nin zemalchus. Their dynasty will be gone. Neched zuvashti. Vashti and all she represents of the malchus will be gone. Okay, next. B'shmo barachmani pasach lapischa v'ay parashat z'me'alcha. Tachas hana'atzut ya'alev v'rosh. V'sachas asir pad yale adas. This might sound familiar. We lay this on Mincha of Etanis in the Haftorah, and it says, replaced by the na'atzutz will come up a brush, and instead of this sir pad will grow a hadas. Tachas hana'atzutz. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani learns, instead of the thorn will grow, that's Haman HaRasha, who is the thorn in our sides. Sha'asa atmo avodah zarah. He made himself into avodah zarah. Dechsiv, b'chol hana'atzutzim, b'chol hana'alulim. And that's proof that avodah zarah is called na'atzutzim. And instead of tachas hana'atzutz, yaleh v'rosh. Who's what's a brush? Yalev Rosh, the Mordechai. Shinikra Rosh Lechob Samin. Where do you see that Mordechai was called the head of all the spices? Shinema Vatal Kach Lechob Samin. Rosh Mar Dirar. Mutagaminon Mari Dachi. Mari Dachi compounded is Mordechai. So Tachas Hana Atzut Haman Yalev Rosh Mordechai. Tachas Hasir Pad, instead of Vashti, Harisha'a, Tachas Vashti Harisha'a Bas, Benosham Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, the daughter, the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, Shesoraf, Refidas, Beis Hashem, that burned down the Beis HaMikdash, Tichsiv Refidas Ozov, in Shir Hashirim, it talks about the Beis HaMikdash as Refidas Ozov. Yale Hadas will come up a myrtle, Zu Esther Tadekes, Shinikra Hadasa. Shinikra Sadasa. Shinemar Yomena Sadasa. And okay, so that's the instead ofs. Vayal Hashem L'Shem, What does that mean? This is the consideration of the pasuk that we brought down before. Zu mikra Megillah, liyal salam, lo yikareis eli me'apurim. So, instead of these things will come up, instead of Mordechai, instead of Haman and Vashti will come up Mordechai and Esther, and there will be a remembrance and a commemoration forever. That's in Mikra Megillah and in Yemei HaPurim. Next, Rabbi Shimon Levi puzzled up his Chamei HaPashas Me'acha. V'ha'yach kasher sas Hashem aleichem lehi devetzchem. Kein yasis lahara eschem. Okay, this is a pasuk in Devarim. It's by the Tochacha. And the Gemara has a problem with this because the end of the pasuk says Hashem will be happy to do bad to you. And clearly the Gemara doesn't like that. Why does Hashem want to do bad to anyone? Certainly not to us. And even if he does, chas v'shalom, have to do bad to us, it's not that he does it with glee. He does it, but it says, Kein yasis Hashem la'ara eschem. So the Gemara starts from there. Michavi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maspalas v'shal v'shayim. Is the Rabban Shalom happy when he has to punish the Rishayim? That it says, Yasis lahara eschem. V'aksiv v'tzeis l'tni ha'cholot. V'omrim, Hodu l'Hashem, Kili olam chazdo. What word is missing? Hodu l'Hashem, Kili olam chazdo. What's missing? Kitov. But it couldn't say Kitov. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Malo, Nemar Kitov. V'hoda azu, L'fi she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Samech. This was going at a point when there was an army and the army was going out to fight Ammon and Gibeon. And you can't say Kitov because people are dying. If you can't say Kitov when people are dying, Allah has kama v'kama, that there, you can't say Hashem wants to Yasis Laharaischem. Another proof that shows that the Rebbeinu Shalom is not happy when people are dying. And by the way, these both are proofs that not Bnei Yisrael. So if I'm at Kal v'chomer that he's not going to be Sas Laharaischem, you Bnei Yisrael. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my dichsev lo karav zezal kol laila. It says by the Yam Suf, the Mitzrayim and the Bnei Yisrael didn't get any closer to each other. What do you learn from there? Bikshu Malachi Hashareis Lomar Shira. They wanted to say Shira. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Masa Yadai Tovin Bayam Batem Ramim Shira. My creations are about to drown in the sea, and you want to say Shira? It's not the right time. Okay, question.
How did Moshe say Shira?
How did the Bnei Yisrael were able to say Shira? Answer.
Because they were physically saved, so they were allowed.
So the Malachim saying Shira would be objectively looking down at Mitzrayim and Bnei Yisrael and saying, we are happy that the Mitzrayim fell and that you saved the Bnei Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah says, you have no right to say Shira in that case. Because you're objective, in a way. Okay? Masa Yadai Tovim Bayam, you have to feel for creation, for the world, that's a little darker because people are dying.
Well, the Jews suffered, not the
but the Bnei Yisrael suffered themselves. They have every right to thank, and they should thank their Rosh Hashanah for seeing his Yad Hashem that saved them. So that's by the way, there's a, I don't know if we have time, but there's a man that was named the Rebbe Heschel, Reb Naftali Heschel, the Abderuv, I think it was. So he said, I think it was. So he says an unbelievable taich in this pasuk. He says not that they wanted to say Shira Stam. They wanted to kill the Mitzrim by saying Shira. They wanted to open their mouths, say Shira loud enough, and through the Shira, it would kill them, because there would be a, like there was by Mamon Har Sinai, where the Bnei Yisrael, they came so close to the Makar Ruchni, their neshamas just jumped out of their bodies and they died. So that's why they wanted to kill the Mitzrim. So Baruch Shalom said back, Maaseya dai tavu bayam. They killed the Bnei Yisrael by throwing them into the Nilus, and you want to kill them Aide Shira? Where's the Mida connected Mida? And that's why, he. And then they went into the Yamsuf. It answers a lot. It explains. It sounds like a Chassidus Shavar, but there's a lot of problems with it this way, because they weren't yet in the Yamsuf. So what does it mean, Masa Yadai Tovin Bayam?
And it, you said they're about to.
I said it on purpose, but it's not so simple. But I was preempting the. Okay, but it's a fascinating. You should see it. What's it called? What's his sefer called? It's a cute little sefer. Oel Naftali, maybe. I think that's what it's called. Oel Naftali. I'll look it up. We know. Okay. Atem Omrim Shira Amar Belezer. Who ain't okay? So what? Where did we brought all this down to show that Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu sus b'mapalotan shel tzadikim? So Amar Belezer, answers, who ain't sus? Truly, he doesn't rejoice. Aval acherim mesis, but other people rejoice because of it. In other words, he sets up a situation where now whoever it is that's attacking us and winning is going to rejoice that they're winning. The dekanami dechsev ken yasis. He will make other people yasis. Velo ksev yasus. Shmamida. That this wasn't about the Rebbe Shalom being happy, but other people being happy in our downfall. Rebbe Abba Bakahana, Pasach Lapischa, by Parashas Me'acha. La Adam Shetov Lefanav. That's going to be Mordechai. Nasan Chachma Vadas V'Simcha. Who is that? The Mordechai Atzadik. V'Lachote Nasan Inyan Lesof V'Lichnos. And to the sinner, he gave a reason to gather and count. Zehaman. Well, says Tov Lefnei Elokim, Zemorchai Esther. And then to give them the chote stuff, lasays litov, to give to the tov from the chote, that's Mordechai and Esther. Dichsev, Patosim Esther's Mordechai al Beis Haman, that Haman's house was given to Mordechai. Okay, done. Rabba Bar Ofran, Pozach Lapischa Meachos Meachos. Besamti kisi be'elam, that's Shushan. I will put my throne in Shushan. V'havati misham melech v'sarim. And I will rid them of a king and princes. Melech zuvashti, because the connection to the Malchus was through Vashti. V'sarim zehaman. V'aseres banav, because they were considered princes. They were ministers, and therefore their children were princes in the Melucha. Okay, the one thing he didn't mention is Samti Kisi B'Elam. I thought it meant that Mordechai would then sit in Shushan, from Shushan, and rule, because Mordechai was quite up high in the Memshala after the story of Purim. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak Posel Rapichscha Lar Parshas Me'acha Ki Avadim Anachnu Uva'avduseinu Lo Azavnu Elokeinu Vayetalenu Chesed Lifnei Melech Lifnei Malchei Paras. Okay, we were slaves. When we were slaves, he didn't leave us, and then we had Chesed. What?
We didn't leave Hashem.
Oh, okay, right.
I think.
Correct. Lifnei Malchei Paras. Emosai Bizman Haman. All of that happened Bizman Haman, right? Reb Chanina bar Papa Pasach Lapischa Bashzamecha.
No, I'm wrong.
Okay, so you say it. So what did I say?
It's not Lo Azavanu. We didn't leave God. Hashem didn't leave us.
Lo Azavanu Elokeinu. Vayetalenu Chesed Lifnei Malchei Paras. Okay, I thought so. Thank you. Okay, Hashem didn't leave us and saved us in front of Malchei Paras. What does that mean? What was the Eish in Nebuchadnezzar?
Threw them into the furnace.
Two things. Nebuchadnezzar burned down the Beis HaMikdash. And he threw Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah into the Kivshana Eish. So Eish is associated with Nebuchadnezzar. Ubamayim, Paro, right? In the Nilos. Batotienu Lirvaya, Bimei Haman. And then he saved us, Bimei Haman. I don't know if it's here. I think it's here, so I'm going to say it now. I mentioned before cryptically that each one of these are mentioning different points in what Purim represents. This one specifically, it's important to point out, why draw a reference and a comparison specifically to the story of Purim and to the Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because that's what we're doing, right? We're saying this happened b'mayim, this happened b'eish, and Batotzienu Lirvaya is Haman, as if there's a connection between all these three things. So it's important to remember the Hanhogas Mida Kneged Mida, and what I call Kasher Zamam Lasos LaAchiv. Okay, there's a halacha by Edom Zomimin that the Edom Zomimin get what they want to do on themselves. So that happened here. Paro wanted to drown all of Bnei Yisrael. What happened to Paro and Mitzrayim? They were drowned. Haman wanted to hang and eventually destroy and Achashverosh all of Bnei Yisrael. What happened to Haman and any vestige of what Haman was, his family, his wife, his nechassim? They were completely destroyed. So so here the connection is, it's important to see the Mida Keneged Mida and the Kasher Zamam element that existed both in Mitzrayim and in the story of Purim. No, I'm just making believe that the same way that when you want to do something bad to someone, you ended up getting it back on yourself. Mida Keneged Mida, that's how Haman wanted to do this.
Talk about, there's other connections where even Sanar Gemara is simple close to the Pesach.
Right. When did everybody in the world see Es Yeshua Salokeinu? We may be able to chive Esther. How? One of two ways. Either because there were igarot sent out at the end of Purim to everywhere, right? Or everyone had to know about it because everyone was allowed to kill the Bnei Yisrael wherever they were. So now if the Bnei Yisrael survived, automatically it would have a call that everyone would know about. Reish Lakish Pasach LaPitzcha. Arinohem, the lion roars, Dov Shokek, Moshel Rasha Al Amdal. What does that mean? Arinohem, Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. Dichsibe Ala Aryemi Subcho, Nebuchadnezzar is the lion in the four behemos that Yirmiyahu saw, Daniel saw. Chezkel. Daniel, right? The four beasts. The four behemoths. They were Bavel, Paras, Yavon, and Rome. And each one was, and what was it? It was an eagle, and a lion, and a bear. I need one more.
Some unnamed monster.
Oh, that good. I'm glad I didn't.
Monster.
Okay, that's one I remember. Okay. A monster that we don't have. Not chronicled. Okay. So, now the Gemara is going to prove that each one of these, right? Achasheros dichsebe aruchayua achre tinyana damea ledov. I don't know if I said that right. I'm sorry, it's in Aramaic.
And afterwards, he saw.
Oh, right.
An animal that was similar. That
Ba'aru,
like
and behold, Cheba Achri, another beast, Tinyana,
a second
one, Dum Yaladov, that seems like a bear. Latanar of Yosef, Elu Parsim, these are the Persians, Sha'ochlin of Shosim Kadov, they eat and drink like a bear. Mesurbol and Basar Kadov, they are covered with flesh like a bear. They're fat, I guess. Magat, am I allowed to say that here? Is that just heavy? I didn't say fat. I'm sorry. Magadlin say are kadov, and they're hairy like a bear. Vein la menucha kadov, and they're busy like a bear. Moshel, Russia, Zehaman, Al Amdal, Elu Yisrael, Shem Dali Min HaMitzvos. It starts off that Bnei Yisrael were Dali Min HaMitzvos at the beginning of the Purim story. That's why they were able to have this kitrug, this horrible Kliya, Gezerah for Kliya, come upon them. Rabbi Elazar pasuk la pischla parshas me'acha b'al tzatayim mi'acha mekare uveshiflus yadayim yidlof habayis. With laziness, the roof will leak or will sag, and with idle hands, the house will not be maintained. The house leaks. The ceiling collapses. Yimach hamikare. Yimach will go down. And yidlof habayis, it will leak. B'shul atzul shehoi yilayim yisrael. Shelo asku b'torah. Nasa sono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach. The Rebbeinu Shalom, who we don't call the Rebbeinu Shalom if we're talking about anything weak, became weak. Sono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was weak. What does that mean? Weak. Ein mach ala ani. Shenemar imachu meir kecha. If he's too poor to give up what he needs to pay for the erchin. Ein mekare el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar mekare v'mayim al Yosef. So what's the pasuk saying? Pasuk is saying, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was incapacitated because the Bnei Yisrael were not doing what they're supposed to. Clearly, the point is, Rebbeinu Shlom took a step back and allowed them to almost come to Kliya so that they would chozer b'tshuva. But as if the Rebbeinu Shlom, so to speak, Kabayachal, was too weak to save them because they left off doing what they were supposed to. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak pasach lapischla parshas lemecha shele malos lulei Hashem shayol varu amna Yisrael lulei Hashem shayol varu mekum lanu Adam v'lo melech. Okay, Adam v'lo melech, and he breaks down here on the bottom that it's even more the Adam is Haman, who usually we've been attacked by Malachim, and Haman was not a melech. And it's interesting, he points out on the bottom from the Maharsha, maybe the Maharal. It's a thinking type of thing. The Maharal says a king will always have a stoplight that might not let him go to the end. Right? Why? Because the king without a nation is nothing. So you come to a king and say, let's kill off everyone in your nation. He's like, listen, I might not like them, but without them, I'm nothing. And so there's a built-in mania for a king to kill off his own nation, even if he doesn't like them. But by an Adam, by someone that's not in the kingdom, he can kill off whoever he does. He doesn't care. He's not in royalty. He's not in the monarchy anyways. It's interesting to note that when kings look the other way and allow the Jews to be destroyed again and again, that was the end of their kingdom. Whether it was in Spain, and Spain was never a world superpower, from the decline of Spain began in 1492, and so many other kingdoms that once they kicked out the Jews, they again and again lost much more than just the Jews. Okay. Rava pasach lapischol ha'ibrish ha'zameyacha bevos tzadikim yismach ha'am uvibishol rasha ye'anach am bevos tzadikim yismach ha'am. When the tzadikim, when they come to power, then everyone's happy. That's Mordechai. The ha'ir shushan tzalav ha'zameyacha, when they saw Mordechai yatsa b'levush malchus. And then Zem Mordechai v'Esther, d'chsev ha'ir shushan tzalav ha'zameyacha, uvim shol rasha ye'anach am. And when the Russia's in charge, everyone sighs, everyone is in grief. Zeh Haman, d'chsev ha'ir shushan navocha, they were in mourning. Rav Masna Amar Me'acha, Kimi Gagodol HaTrev HaLakim K'ravim Alav. Rav Ashi Amar Me'acha. Okay. Kimi Gagodol Asher Lo Elokim K'ravim Alav. So this is interesting. Haman goes to Achashverosh and says, Yeshno Am Echad Mifuzar Umfurad Ben Amim. Let's kill them. No one cares anyways. And one of the things he was telling Achashverosh is, don't worry about
their God,
because they left him a long time ago. They're furaz and furad. They're not subscribing to the ideals of Yahadus. They left it alone. So it'll be a good time to kill them. Their Baal Shem's not going to care. And now he says, Rav Masna says, no! Kimi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav. In the end, the Rabbanu Shalom saves us. Why? Because of our koach ha'tfila and koach ha'tshuva, that everyone was willing to go behind Esther and be mekabel on themselves the tainis, and a show of unity, they were able to return. So tfila Be'am be'rabim is what saved them. Rav Ashi Amar Me'acha, O Hanisa Elokim, Lokachas Loi Goy Mikerev Goy. That is not there. That's also to take one nation out of another nation. That is really talking about Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim, even when they didn't look any different than Mitzrayim. And here, also, there was an element of assimilation, and that's the Am Echad Mifozar Miforad. And no, in the end, he's saying no. Lakachas like Goy Mikayev Goy. The Rebbe Shalom separated the Bnei Yisrael and saved them, and allowed the Haman and everyone else to be destroyed. Okay, we'll just go on another 5 minutes. Vayihim Achashverosh, Amarav, Vay, Oyve, Vayihi, Vay Vehi. Okay, and these are lishonos of gevalt, of woe and mourning. Hadad Chsev, V'ismakartem Sham Liayvecha, La'avadim L'shmachos. And it says, no one will buy you. That's in the Tochacha also. And one of the decrees that Haman made was that you couldn't even buy a Yid to be a slave. If you wanted to save, there was, he sent out, all the Jews have to be killed. Instead of, even if you want to save one, by buying them as a slave, you're not allowed to. So this was a kiyum of this pasuk. Shmuel amar, lo ma'astim v'lo ge'altim l'chalosam la'afer b'risi itam. I won't allow them to be completely destroyed ever. When is this? Lo ma'astim b'mei yivonim, lo ge'altim b'mei nebuchadnezzar l'chalosam b'mei haman la'afer b'risi itam b'mei persim ki ani Hashem lokeyem. B'megog u'magog. All of these times when we could have been left our own devices and been destroyed, the Rebbe Shalom says, "Abtacha, it'll never let us be completely destroyed off." Masnisut Tana, lo masim mekaznim. Not just that he saved us, but he gave us beacons within the darkness. Shemati lem Daniel mechanim Mishael v'Azaria. I gave them neviim. Log out him me ivanim shamati them shmer tzadik chashmona ivanov matasio ken gado rebi bechach meadorov ki ani hashem lo kayem los lovo shen kol uma v uma I skipped chalosam bimei haman shamati them baruch haba after of every si tam mer vizim mati them shal beis rebi oh thanks bechach meadorov ki ani hashem lo kayem los lovo. I'm never going to let them be completely ruled by another nation. Now, Reb Levi is coming to say, not also, okay, I'm sorry. Reb Levi is also coming. Reb Levi says, Im lo sarishu es yoshvei ha'aretz. Okay, so the end of that pasuk is like this. It's in Bamidbar. Im lo sarishu es yoshvei ha'aretz mipneichem, v'hoi asher tosiru mehem lisikim beineichem, v'litzninim b'tzideichem, v'tzaru eschem al aretz, asher etam yoshvim ba. It says, it's a klala that if you don't take care of abolishing everyone that lives in Eretz Yisrael, they will eventually come back to haunt you. And of course, this is what happened. Shaul did not completely destroy off Amalek the way he was supposed to, and eventually Haman came back as a thorn in our side. By the way, if you're doing Chazar, it's really interesting to see that each one of these are bringing out a different point of what Purim is all about. Like, for instance, here, is it important to understand that it's retribution? Is it important to understand that it's really up to us? Is it, you know, mm-hmm. It's all these things really. Okay. Sorry. Reb Chiya Amar Mehacha. Bahaya Kasher Damisi Lasas Lahem Eseh Lachem. Like they wanted to do to you, I will do to them. That's clearly right. Everything that Haman wanted to do to us eventually happened to him. Achashverosh. What does that mean? In other words, what's symbolized in the word Achashverosh? Amarav. Achiv Shorosh. Ben Gila Shorosh. He's the brother and similar in mannerisms to the Rosh. Who's the Rosh? Achiv Shorosh. Achiv Shorosh. Nebuchadnezzar Rosh. Shnekra Rosh. Shnemar Antu Reish Adi. Dahava. You are the Rosh of gold. That's what Daniel talked about in Nebuchadnezzar. Ben Gilo Sharosh. Who harag? Nebuchadnezzar killed the Korban. Who bikesh larog? He wanted to kill us. Achashverosh. Who hechriv? He destroyed the Beit HaMikdash of Nebuchadnezzar. Who bikesh lahachriv? He stopped the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash and went out on a rampage to make sure that it would stop and it would continue to be stopped. Achashverosh. Shnerma machz Achashverosh b'schiz manchuzo. Kasu sitna. A horrible letter was written al Yoshvi Yehuda v'Yushalayim. to stop the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash and to make sure it wouldn't start up again. Shmuel Amar, Shakol Nosin Rushin Biyamav. Everyone became poor. Whoa. Shehuchshiru, Shehuchshiru, Pneim Shal Yisrael Biyamav Kishulei Kedera. That people's face were blackened like the bottom of a pot. From mourning, from sadness. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kol Shezochro. Anyone that mentions Achashverosh, Omar, ach, ach, oi, Leroso. Rabbi Chanina Amar Shakol Nasu Roshan Biyamav. Everyone became poor. Shinebar Yasmah Achash Mas. He put taxes and more taxes. So everyone became poor. Who Achashverosh? Who Barisho Mitchlosavad Sofo? He started off bad, he finished bad. Who Eitzav? Who Barisho Mitchlosavad Sofo? Eitzav was bad as a kid, he was bad as an adult. Who doesn't Rav Yiron? And Berishim and Tchlazim and Sofon. They were bad when Paro, when Moshe first met them. They were bad when they were killed with Korach. Who are Melech Achaz? Achaz was also bad. Berishim and Tchlazim and Sofon. Avram, who Avraham? Who Betzidko and Tchlazim and Sofon? Who Aaron and Moshe? And Betzidko and Tchlazim and Sofon. David, who Akotan? Who Bekatnusim and Tchlazim and Sofon? He was humble from the beginning to the end. Kashem Shabik Katnuso Hikten Atzmo Eitzel Mishigodov Mera B'Tora Kach B'Malchuso Hikten Atzmo Eitzel Mishigodov Mera B'Chachma Achitofel. That David carried this Katnus with him even when he was David Malchon Shisro. Okay, we can make a run for it. Amarav Shemalach Miatzmo. It says Hamolech, Hamolech, Mehodav Yarkush, Hamolech. Amarav, Shemalach Miatzmo, he ruled by himself. He came to rule because of himself. Armilov Shach, Armilov Gai.
Because if he was the brother of Nebuchadnezzar, it was Malchus, so why we were referring to him, he wasn't Shaykh the.
I'm sorry, Malchus. I shouldn't have. It doesn't mean he was related to him.
No?
It means like, hey, Achi, Mashimcha. Yeah. He was his brother in arms, or brother in.
I thought it was literal.
But not that they were related. Okay? So, Yeshomer Mlishbach, that he was, he ruled by himself. Yeshomer Magnai. Why? If he wasn't in the lineage and he came to Gedula, why would anyone become Melech? If they weren't part of the Melech family, only because they were really worthy of becoming a Melech. That's Lishvach. Lignai is, he wasn't ready to be Melech at all. Never would have been king. He came into money and he was able to pay his way in. Okay? Lishvach, I'm Lignai, I'm Lishvach. Do you have an ish, the Chashav Malchus, come and say, was no one more ready of being king than him. I'm Lignai, the Chashav Malchus. He was not ready to be king. Mamona Yisera Hava. He had a lot of extra money. The Yahar Vakam that he gave, and then he became Melech. Me'odu v'yakush. Rabbi Shmuel, charam me'odu. Sof ha'olam v'kush. Sof ha'olam. Charam ha'odu v'kush. Kabe yadodu yavukaimi. Kishem shemalach ha'odu v'kush. Kach ma'am sof ha'olam ha'tofo. Okay. There's no question that Hodu and Kush were right next to each other. There are two possible limudim that you can learn from Hodu and Kush. And the question is clearly like this. Once it says that he was Melech Me'odu Bad Kush, why does it have to say 127 Medinos or the opposite? If it tells 127 Medinos, what do I know Me'odu Kush? So if Hodu and Kush were right next to each other, and he ruled from Hodu to Kush, he ruled the whole world if you look at the globe on the outside. Okay? Or you could say the same way he was able to be Molech on a Hodu and Kush, which are right next to Shushan, he was able to be Molech with the same iron fist on the whole world that he was in charge of, which would really be an unbelievable feat for a king to be able to. That was traditionally the challenge of the colonies, and the greatest challenge to the monarchy eventually was this this colony called America, that and basically the way they were able to eventually force themselves off from the kingdom is because they were far away. It never would have happened if they were closer to England. So to think that the pasuk is being Mishabeach Achashverosh, that somehow he was able to rule and maintain that rule across the whole world, is really something fascinating.
How are Hodu and Kush Asian?
How are Hodu and Kush?
Adjacent.
Oh, they were right. Well, either they were certainly right next to each other, and they were certainly right next to Shushan. So the point is, the same way he was able to rule in his backyard, he was able to rule the whole world.
But so these are not the Hodu and Kush that we normally think of today.
Kush is Ethiopia, Africa, and Hodu
is India.
Yeah.
Why, are they far from each other?
Ever, and the map is not so far. It still works, everything you're saying. They're not touching, but it's not Canada to Hong Kong.
Well, they could have been touching if...
That's the entire empire, yeah.
Yeah, the empire, the Indian Empire was...
But Kush, biblically, the biblical Kush is Ethiopia, Africa, and the biblical Hodu is India.
So, India doesn't...
Right, let's not say that they're empires. Today it doesn't touch on the map because they have independent countries all around.
Oh.
Maybe it's one big empire.
But if India was this continent and Africa was this continent, they definitely touch, right?
Oh, well, they touch, right. In what form? If it's one empire.
Okay.
Some of Venera. Some of Venera.
Yeah.
Shushan.
Kayotze b'davar ata omer ki hu rode b'chol eiver hanahar mi tifsach v'ad aza. Rav Shmuel chara ma tifsach b'zava olam v'aza b'zava olam chara ma tifsach v'aza b'ad yadani b'kaimi kishem shamach tifsach v'al aza kach ma'ach okolam kulo. It's the same achlok as we have here. Were they far away from each other? Were they not next to each other? Does it mean he was malach on the whole world? Sheva v'asru m'miyah medina Arav Chizda v'tchilu malach al sheva. First 7, then another 20, then another 100. El Me'ata. If that's true, that is panui l'drasha because of the way it's set up. What are you going to learn from? Shnei Chaya Amram, Sheva, Ushloshim Mashah, my drasha's pay. Shani Achad, the Kriyaserahu. Could have just said, it didn't have to say 127 at all, once it says Hodu and Kush. Now that it says Sheva Esrim Me'a Medina, it must be coming for Joshua if it says the setup that way. Mechti ksiv mel deviat kush shever esu mei medina lamali shma minyale drasha, that it's coming to tell me that he was molech on 7 and 20 and 100, and that's a continuation of the thing we just said, that he was this mighty king that conquered and continued conquering, and he was able to be molech on all of them.
Why did they bring Amram as a...
So that's the answer.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah, of course. Rashi on Sara says that it's Daka said by Sara on purpose.
100 and
Sheva, I have to tell you that she was like Chaf
in Ked.
Because there really is an answer by Sara.
I think we don't need to find
them by Vishma, anywhere, anyone.
I think all of them have. I don't know.
It's also funny, the same number.
127. So it's not funny. We're gonna get to it. The Gemara is gonna talk about it. That's an unbelievable a whole connection between Sara and Esther. It's so fascinating.
What does that mean?
Shizava.
How did you know I was referring to that?
Because it's such a word that no Ashkenazi would ever know.
Do you know what it means?
I think it's Yeshua. Is Yeshua one of those things there? No, Yeshua's there. Shizava.
That word means no, but I have a book that posts us on the.
Thanks for joining us.